From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report from Monday, January 19th, 2015. Here are some of the stories that made the news from Friday, January 16th through Monday, January 19th. Matthew Hamilton reported at Capital Confidential, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has proposed another increase in the minimum wage. In an announcement made Sunday, January 18th, Cuomo put forward the idea of boosting the wage to $10.50 per hour statewide by the end of 2016. The announcement was a piece of his upcoming Opportunity Agenda, a State of the State executive budget hybrid proposal set for release in full on Wednesday, January 21st. The minimum wage is now $8.75 per hour and will rise to $9 per hour in 2016. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail the Cairo Town Board revealed last week it finds the town's proposed new zoning law unfriendly to business development. Board members said the document overly favors environmental and aesthetic aspects, while it restricts commercial and business development in the extreme. Planning Board Chairman Dan Benoit said the restrictions contained within the draft are, quote, a disincentive to the wanted and needed development, unquote, of Cairo. Benoit said the board submitted comments on the 2014 draft early last year, but it was his understanding the town board never reviewed them. Following public comment, a revision of the draft was returned to the planning board, but more than 95% of the board's recommendations were not addressed in the newest version, Benoit said. The Mid-Hudson News Network reported traffic and revenues on all five bridges over the Hudson River operated by the New York State Bridge Authority increased by 6% in December. During the 12-month period that ended December 31st, traffic rose to nearly 59 million crossings, and revenue increased to $55 million. The increase in traffic and revenue was attributed to mild weather and lower gas prices last month. In 2014 compared to 2013, the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, which connects Catskill and Greenport, saw the greatest increases in revenue of the five bridges, up more than 3%. Traffic on the Rip Van Winkle was up nearly 2.5%. The Newburgh Beacon Bridge, the busiest of all five structures, saw annual traffic decrease in 2014 compared to 2013. John Mason reported in the Register Star, the Hudson Planning Board last week approved a proposal to create a retail food complex in the former Ackerman Appliance Building on Upper Warren Street. Developer Howard Crouch intends to put a restaurant, juice bar, a retail bakery, as well as a commercial bakery in the large brick commercial building located at the corner of Warren and 8th Streets. The City Historic Preservation Commission has already approved the project. The main market will be located at ground level. The public will enter from 8th Street. The target date for opening is late fall 2015. Katie Kachansky is reporting in the Daily Mail, Kyle Forges Jr. of Boy Scout Troop 32 of Elizaville attained the rank of Eagle Scout during a ceremony Sunday, January 18th, held at the Elizaville Fire Department. The event was attended by U.S. Representative Chris Gibson and Assemblyman Pete Lopez. Forges was the 345th Scout to attain that rank in Columbia County since 1923. For his Eagle project, Forges built five benches for use by the public at the Ramshorn Livingston Sanctuary in Catskill. He will graduate from Catskill High School in June and intends to enter the U.S. Army. Eagle Scout is the highest rank attainable in the Boy Scout program. For the local weather, today is partly sunny with a high near 42, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 18. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 31, Tuesday night mostly cloudy with a low around 11. Wednesday, a chance of snow showers mainly after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 31. Wednesday night, a chance of snow showers mainly after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 16. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 28. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 12. Sunrise today was at 7:18 a.m. and sunset today at 4:53 p.m., with the length of the day being 9 hours and 34 minutes. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. All non-essential federal, state, county, and local municipalities are closed. Post offices, banks, and school districts are also closed, and there are no public meetings. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, January 19th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.